No way. To you, your deen, and to me, my deen. No compromise. This is all in the history, brother. It is all in the history that how kuffar wanted to find a middle way, you know, so that their positions will still remain, and they will then calm down Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in attacking them, you know. Okay, so here is lakum dinukum. So dinu is your mubtada, and li and to me is, where is li ir jar majur shibu jumla khabar, where is mubtada? You are going to be surprised, Sister Manas. This is the beauty of learning the language. Brothers, sisters, remember one thing. We are not learning grammar. We are learning language. But with the help of grammar. If we did not do this, you will not understand. When you learn a new language, then you got to learn the grammar. So brother, where is Mubtada? Li can never be Mubtada. It is Dini here. It is dini. It has to be marfu. Now this is the style in the Quran. Many times you will see a noun ending with a kasra. This is the style of the Quran. A very beautiful style of the Quran. The noun will end with a kasra. And who can give a kasra? Ya mutakallim. She can give a kasra, and she gives kasra, and then she runs away. She disappears. अपने निशानी छोड़ के चली जाती है. So brother, what is dini? This is actually the translation. Lakum dinukum wali dini. To you, your religion, and to me, my religion. Now what happens, this is the style of the Quran. You will see many times, you know, you will come across this, the noun will end with a kasra. And why? Because actually, ya mutakallim is there, but it's not written. This is the eloquence of the Quran. A beautiful style of the Quran. So brother, if I remove ya mutakallim from here, what will I be left with? Are you with me, brothers and sisters? What you will be left with? Dini. So tell me, brother and sister, how will you analyze? Wali, jar majur, shibu jumla khabar, and dinu is your mubtada. Are you with me? Wahua mudaf. Where is mudaf ilahi? It is not there. So what will you say? Mudaf ilahi, mahzuf, dropped. What will you say? Mahzuf. What is mudaf ilayhi is mahzuf. Dropped. It's not visible. But it is there. It is there, but it's not visible. Your mind knows that it is there. Are you with me, brother and sisters?
Is this applicable to the second part of the sentence?
Yeah.
The second part?
Yeah. See, deenukum and deeni. To you, your deen, and to me, my deen. You know, who's... Where is... Yes, it is deenu. Okay, let me write it down, brother. Let me write down properly. What is li? Jar majrur. Is it your khabar? Yes, shibu jumla khabar. Where is your mubtada? It is dinu. It is your mubtada. Plus mudar. And what will you say? Ya mutakallim. And you will write down mudaf Elehi. What will you say? Mahzuf. Sister Salma, are you with me, yeah, with us? Yeah. You understand the meaning of mahzuf? Hazaf kar diya. Isko drop kar diya. This is the style. And you will see most of the time in the Quran. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Yes, Sister Maimuna. Please speak loudly. Lakum. What is lakum? Jar majrur. That's why we did the earlier pronouns. Okay. Okay, brothers and sisters, do one more time. What did I write? Li harf jar and hu damir. Isam majrur. Do 14 times. How will you start? Lahu. Because li change into la. Are you with me, Sister Maimuna? Lahu, lahuma, lahum, laha, lahuma, lahunna, laka, lakuma, lakum, laki, lakuma, lakunna, li, lana. So you see lakum. What is lakum? Two words. What is lakum? Half jar? Isam majrur. Char majrur, shibbu jumla, khabar. Brother, if you still are confused, I will repeat again. But I felt you were so comfortable. You didn't understand, Sister Arifa? Ask me what was it that you didn't understand? Okay, what I said, that's why. That jar majrur and zarf, if they come in the beginning of the sentence, normally mubtada comes. But if they come, they are never mubtada. They are khabar, which came before. And mubtada will come afterwards. So brother, lakum is jar majrur. So it is not mubtada, so it is khabar. So then where is mubtada? Deenu. And what is kum? Mudafilay. And again, ataf came. And what is li? Jar majrur. Where is your mubtada? Dinu again. But because Ya Mutakallim is there, it became Dini. And then you drop the Ya Mutakallim. So Mudaf Ilayhi is Mahzuf. So where is your Mubtada? Dinu. Actually it is Dinu. But Samad, it is Dinu. But because, why did you give the Kasra?
Because
it is Ya there. So it is Mubtada plus it is Mudaf. Is it clear? Are you sure? Maimuna? Inshallah? Arifa? Salma? Muhammad? Abdul Qadir? Brother Hassan? I am sure Brother Abdul Samad got it well, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. Salman? Brother Farooq? Inshallah. Okay, brother, we will bring many more examples. I know this is the first time. I was so excited, you know, to explain you these things. And because we did the rules, and you know everything, almost everything, in this at this stage, so I took a chance to write down these verses. Okay, I'm going to do it. Maybe we will recharge our batteries, and then I will explain you about Bismillah. I am also ready to explain you Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen also. We can analyze that also. You are ready. Okay, now brother, here comes another thing nobody asked me. I was hoping that some of you will ask me. We always say, Waliya. Okay, now that is just for continuation. No grammar here. Actually it is li. Are you with me? Actually it is li. But we say waliya dini. So it has no grammar. It is still li, but for continuation we say liya. Okay? Vali. Okay, when you say Waliya, tell me, what is Wa? Ata. And what is Liya? It is actually Li, which is Harf Jar, Isam Majrur, Jar Majrur. Got the idea? Huh, inshallah. Okay, brother, let us take a break. Let us take a break. Huh? Inshallah. And we'll start. Alhamdulillah, we are back now, brothers and sisters. So, alaka akhun. Laka, what is laka? Jar majrur. Okay. What is the answer? Li. See, li came first. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla. Khabar. Okay. Brother, what is the reason for li coming first? Because mubtada is indefinite. Muakhar. Indefinite. Where is mubtada? Akhun. Where is mubtada? Akhun. Akhun is your mubtada. Okay? And brothers and sisters, then what is Wahidun? Naat. MashaAllah. It is Naat. Did you get it, brothers and sisters? This is very important. Li, Jar Majur, Shubu Jumla Khabar, Akhun, Mubtada, Brother Muhammad, and what is Wahidun?
Naat.
What is the translation? Yes. I have one brother. Very good. Ismuhu Usama. Okay, brother. Ismuhu. What is this Ismuhu? Mudaf Mudafilay. So where is our Muftada? Ismu. Wahua Mudaf. And then who? Mudafilahi. And then brother? Usama. What is Usama? Khabar. Put a circle. And put a circle on Li also, huh, brother and sisters? Huh? Put a circle on Li. Li akhun wahidun, so you know Li is? Okay, fine. Wa huwa ma'i. Wow is ataf. Huwa mubtada. What is ma'i? What is ma'i, brother? Zarf and mudafilehi. How many words are in ma'i? Two. Zarf and mudafilehi. Fil madinati. Jar majrur. And what is Al-Munawwarati? Naat. Now you got it, okay? So, here, you know, where do we want to put our khabar? Huwa is Mubtada. I would say Huwa, you know, you can say Mai, Shibu, Zarf, Shibu Jumla, khabar. He is with me, okay? In the Madina Munawara. You can have only one khabar, brother. Fi harfchar al Madinati Isam Majrur and Al Munawara Naat. Okay. Mai Huna, here. Huna is also Zarf. Are you with me? Mai is Zarf and Mudafilehi. Two words. And then Huna is Zarf on its own. Huna. Fine. Again, wa ataf. Again came li. Jar majur. Shibu jumla khabar. This will come to you in the Quran more and more, brother. Inshallah. Wa li ukhtun. Li. Li jar majur shibu jumla. Ukhtun. Muftada. See, again, do you see ukhtun? What do you see? Indefinite. Indefinite. Ukhtun wahidatun. This is not. Why wahidatun?
Female.
Akhun wahidun, ukhtun wahidatun. Brother, wahid is one. What is two? Ithnani. What is two? Ithnani. And many times our students make a mistake. Wahidani. No, brother, Isnani, not Wahidani. Okay? Ismuha. What is Ismuha? Mudafilay. Okay, brother, I would like you to put Wali Ukhtun Wahidun, full stop. Ismuha Zainabu. Of course, there is a comma there. So again, you can circle Li. Okay? And then Ismu is your Mubtada, huwa mudaf, ha mudaf ilayhi. And Zainabu is your Khabar. So put circle on Zainabu. Huh? Okay. Wahiya and brother. And she is, hiya is Mubtada. Put a, draw a line. Fil Iraq. She is in Iraq. So what is fil Iraqi? Char majru, shibu jumla, khabar. Okay. Ma'a. What is ma'a? Zarf. Where is mudaf ilayhi? Zawji. Is your mudaf ilayhi? There is something else. Wa huwa mudaf and ha mudaf ilayhi. MashaAllah. Are you with me? Brother Muhammad, did you get this? Let me write it down, brother. Okay, brother, I'm writing ma'a. Zaw. See, now ma'a came. Ma'a is your zarf. Ma'a came. Now, shall I say zawju or zawja or zawji? Zawji. See, now your mind will tell you that it has to be zawji. Okay? And what is zawji? It is bin, majroor. So, you know, in the beginning I said, every time there is a ism majroor, there is a reason for it. What is the reason for this zawji? Because it is mudaf ilayhi. And then what is, ha is there. So again zawji became mudaf. So now I will write down again, brother, here. Let me. So brother, this is zarf. Are you with me? This is mudaf ilayhi plus mudaf. And what is this? Mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Mudaf ilayhi. It's okay. Now, see, then there's the full stop. Now a new sentence begins. What is the first word? Is it marfu? Why? Before you say zawji. Zawji was because of ma. Now there is nothing. A new sentence starts. So it is zawju. What is zawju? Mubtada. And what is zawju ha? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me? Zawju, mubtada, wa huwa mudaf, and ha mudaf ilayhi. And what is this? Muhandisun. What is it? Khabar. Put a circle there, brother and sister. Phil Iraqi, I hope you put a circle. Aindaka sayyaratun ya akhi. Again, brother and see. Aindaka sayyaratun. Aindaka sayyaratun ya akhi. What is that? Do you have a car? Is there with you a car? But we say, do you have a car? What is the answer? La. Ma indi sayara tun. Okay, brother, analyze. Ma, what is ma? Harfu nafi. What is indi? Zarf. So when you say zarf, you say shibu jumla khabar. And ya mutakalim? Mudafilehi. And where is our mubtada? Tun. Do you see tun? Muakhar. Okay. Then what is the next sentence? Indi darrajatun. So what is indi, brother? Zarf, shibu jumla khabar, mudaf ilayhi. And where is your mubtada? Darrajatun. MashaAllah, MashaAllah. Now comes something, brothers and sisters, normally I don't venture to explain. But this class is very strong and I take little courage to explain them. And I gave you a sheet. Do you see the sheet that I gave you? You will keep that sheet. It's a very precious sheet, brother. Now here we are. Are you with me? Kinds of khabar. What have we learned so far? The khabar can be one word. Are you with me? Khabar can be one word. Khabar can be one word. When it is one word, it is marfu. Khabar can be shibu jumla. Shibu jumla, two kinds. What are they? جار مجرور نه چی بود جمله جار مجرور اور ظرف two different they are both شبو جمله now خبر can be جمله فعلیه do you remember خبر can be جمله فعلیه sister Maimuna here حامدون ذهب الى المسجد so حامدون مبتدا okay حامدون Okay, brothers and sisters. Hamidun, what is Hamidun? Okay, where is the khabar? Jumla fehliya. What is the news about Hamidun? He went to the masjid. Okay, what is Zahaba? Fi'l. Where is the fa'il? Mustatir. Okay, you got your fi'l and fa'il. And ilal masjid? Jar masjid. Okay, fine. So, then I will say jumla failure is coming as a khabar for hamid. Now jumla ismiya can also come as a khabar. So how will be jumla ismiya coming as a khabar? There is a mubtada followed by another jumla ismiya. So this is an example. Brother, hamzatu. What is hamzatu? Mubtada. Are you with me? Hamzatu is Mubtada. Hamzatu is a Mubtada. So I say Mubtada. Okay. Then I am leaving it aside. What I am doing? Leaving it aside. What is after that? What is indahu? What is in the zarf? And this is shibu jumla khabar. Brother? This is your khabar. What is this, brother? Mudafili. And what is this, brother? Mubtada. Sahih? Now tell me, brother, this whole sentence, what kind of a sentence is this? Jumla ismiya. What is it coming as a? As a khabar for mubtada. Are you with me? Do you see what is happening? Sister Arifa, Hamza. What is the news about Hamza? The news is he has a car. So then he has a car is a jumla itself. Which came as a, so what will I call this jumla? Jumla ismiya? Now this jumla ismiya is khabar. This jumla ismiya, brother, the whole jumla is the khabar for this mubtada. Did you get it? We will be doing this exercise a lot. Yes. No, I'm wrong. And ma is also harfu nafi. And brother, there are lots of ma. Another ma, are you ready? Okay, I will tell you. Even if you are not ready. Ma is a ismu mausula. What is it? Relative pronoun. Ma is a ismu mausula. Relative pronoun. Are you with me? Relative pronoun. Do you know relative pronoun? What have you learned in relative pronoun so far? Alladhi. Allati, allazi. So ma is also your ismu mausula. Wait 1 minute. And this ma, you will be, you'll read a lot in Quran. Let me give you an example. I know it is hard. But I feel like telling you. Lahu ma fis samawati wal ard. What is lahu, brother? That jar majrur. Now what is, it has come in the beginning. Jar majrur. Shibu jumla, khabar. And then where is the mubtada? Ma. Why mubtada is ma? Because it is relative pronoun here. Whatever is in the heavens and earth belongs to him. So lahu, are you with me? Lahu, jar, majrur, shibu, jumla, are you with me? And khabar, where is mubtada? Ma. And fis samawati, what is fis samawati? Jar, majrur. Wa fil ard, jar, majrur. Fine, brother. Do you remember that whenever Allazi comes, what follows after Allazi? Sulatul Mausul. So if Ma is Ismu Mausula, where is Sulatul Mausul? Got the idea? Fis Samawati wal Ard is Sulatul Mausul for Ma. So truly speaking, Lahu Jar Majrur Shibu Jumla Khabar, where is Mubtada? Ma. And what is all this after that? Sulatul Mausul. I know it is tough, but we are going to do it many times. Okay, anything that comes after Allazi, which is part of it. For example, Al-Kitabu Allazi Al-Maktabi Lil-Mudarris. So what was actually the sentence? Al-Kitabu Lil-Mudarris. But I said in English, if I want to translate, the book which is on the desk belongs to the teacher. So which is your isma, belongs, which is on the desk is silatul mausul. We are going to do it. We are going to do a lot, brother. Don't worry. I'm going to explain to you over and over again. And it will come in during our course all the time. And let me assure you, from now onwards, you will master it. You will become perfect, inshallah, inshallah. Okay, brother. So, Sister Sukhaina asked a question. If you take this whole sentence, then is it two mubtadas? There are two parts to the sentence. The first part is mubtada. And what is the second part, Sister Sukhaina? It's a jumla ismiya. So then this, if you call this mubtada, then the khabar is here. Okay? And then where is the khabar of this mubtada? The whole sentence. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, sometimes you can say, Hamzatu Mubtada number one. Okay? Then leave it aside. Leave it aside. And then what is Indahu? Khabar. But is this the khabar for this? No. Then this is khabar number two. Because there is a Mubtada number two coming, which is Sayyaratun. And all of this together becomes khabar number one for mubtada. Do you got the idea, Sister Sukhaina? But remember, a sentence can only have one mubtada. So this is our mubtada. And the khabar is the whole sentence, and it happens that in that sentence, there is a mubtada khabar. It will come in the Quran. Let me give you an example. Wallahu, I said atar. And Allah, I say, Wallahu, Ataf, and Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Indahu, Husnu Sawab. Are you with me? Wallahu, okay. Okay, Allah, what is the news? With Him, there is the most beautiful reward. So, brother, Allahu, Mubtada. Where is the khabar? A sentence came. Indahu, Husnu Sawab. So what is in the zarf? That became khabar. Husnu is your mubtada. So this whole sentence which has mubtada and which has khabar comes as a khabar for Allahu. Are you with me? So similarly here, Hamzatu. Okay, what is the news about Hamza? The news is that he has a car. So indahu sayaratun is a complete sentence with its own mubtada and khabar, This whole sentence came as a khabar for Mubtada. Are you with me? Now, trust me, brothers and sisters, even if you got 50%, I'm happy with it. Because more and more sentences will come and you are going to analyze it. So, brother, how will you analyze this? Hamzatu put a circle and write down in that Mubtada number one. Okay. Now you have another sentence. And circle this whole sentence. Indahu sayaratun, circle the whole sentence. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? Now try to analyze Indahu sayaratun. What is Indahu sayaratun? What is Inda? Zar. Shibu jumla khabar. What is who? Mudafili. Where is the the Mubtada, but whose Mubtada? It is Inda. Nay, Sayaratun is Mubtada for Khabar, which is Inda. Are you with me, Sister Mayanas? Sayaratun, if it is Mubtada, then where is the Khabar for Sayaratun? Inda. Samaj mein aaya? Okay, brother and sister. Okay, now you put a circle. So that whole circle is your Khabar for Hamza. Pada, samajh mein aaya? Pada, we are doing some mathematics, we are sometimes doing some algebra, we are doing all kinds of things here. Remember, I always quote Sheikh Hamza Yusuf, you want to increase your IQ? Learn Arabic. Because it makes you think. Okay, are you with me, Sister Naima? Hamza, what is Hamza? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? The whole thing. But let us analyze. Before we say the whole thing, let us analyze. What is in the? In the is your zarf, which is shibu jumla khabar. And then what is who? Mudafili. And then what is sayaratun? Mubtada. If you want to call this Mubtada 2, you can say Mubtada 2. But then you will have to call in the as khabar 2. Because it is, they are both related. Now, where is the khabar for Hamza? The whole Jumla Ismiya became khabar for Hamza. Are you with me, brothers and sisters? More examples are coming, Sister Maimuna and Sister Arifa. Do not be gabrified. Don't. We will learn. We are going to spend our time and inshallah we will learn. Inshallah. Okay, brother? That is done. Okay, now we still have 15 minutes, brother and sister. Tamarinu, ajib anil as'ilatil atiyati. Now this is something, brother, we have to do it. We have to do it a lot. Masmuka ya akhi, I'm asking Muhammad. Masmuka ya akhi. What did you say? Now, then you'll say, Ismi Muhammad. Masmuka. Ismi Muhammad. Masmuki ya ukhti. Salma. Masmuka ya akhi. Ismi Abdul Qadir. Now watch me. Masmuha. Ismuha Salma. Masmuhu. Abdul Qadir. See? This is how you will use it, okay? Masmuha, masmuhu, ismuhu Muhammad. Masmuha, ismuha Abi. Now you practice at home, brother. We are going to ask this question in the class. Masmuka ya akhi? Masmuhu? Hasan. Okay? Masmuhu? Ismu Salman. Masmuka ya akhi? Masmuhu? Hu? You will say ismuhu. Okay. Nusrat? Masmuki? Masmuha? Mainas, you see? Masmuhu? Faruk. Got the idea? We are going to ask these questions. So, you know, try to work out? Remember, whom you are asking? Are you asking male or female? If you ask a male, Muhammad, I will say Masmuka. Okay? If I ask Salma, I'll say Masmuki. Now, I don't know the name of Abir, so I am asking Salma, Masmuha, what is her name? Now, I don't know the name of Muhammad, so I am asking Salma, Masmuhu. And all the time, the answer could be Ismuha, Ismuhu, or Ismi. Ismi. When you say Ismi, what is Ismi? My name. More than that. Mubtada, Mudaf, Mudafilay. And where is the khabar? The name will be the khabar. Are you? No. Again. If you say Ismi Muhammadun. Ismi Muhammadun. Okay, brother? Ismi Muhammadun. Where is Mubtada? Ismi. Huh? It has a Dhamma. Yeah? So this is your Mubtada. Wahuwa Mudaf. And what is this Ya Mutakallam? Mudaf ilahi. And then what is Muhammad? Is your khabar. Got the idea, brother and sister? Huh? Or if you say Ismi Salma, the same thing, Salma will be your khabar. Huh? And if you say Ismuha Abir, so again Ismu Mubtada Ha Mudaf ilahi. And where is the khabar? Abir. And Ismuhu. What is Ismu? Mubtada. Who? Mudafili. And Khabar? Muhammad. Got the idea? Inshallah. So answer these questions, brothers and sisters. You have to answer mostly from the lesson. Masmuka, brother and sister, Ismi Muhammad. Are you with me? Ismi Muhammad. Fine. Ma lugatuka. How will you answer now? Logati, al urdiyatu. Don't say urdiyati, urdiyatu. Khabar, khabar marfu. Fine. Oh, I forgot this. Min aina anta? Ana min al hind. Min al hindi, correct. Aina abuka? You can say abi fil Kuwait. You have a choice. Abi, or you can say huwa fil Kuwait. Or you say, Abi, very good. Aina ummuka. Hiya aidan fil Kuwait. Ma'a Abi. Here, ma'a Abi is correct. Okay? Hiya aidan fil Kuwait. Ma'a Abi. Okay. Alaka akhun, brothers and sisters. Even if you have more than one brothers, or you have no brothers, you will say naam li akhun wahidun, because we are practicing. Don't say more than one, because we have to learn to say more than one. Okay. Alaka akhun naam li akhun wahidun. And even if you don't have sisters, or you have 3-4 sisters, just say I have one sister. Alaka ukhtun naam li ukhtun wahidatun. Now, عِنْدَكَ سَيَارَةٌ نَعَمْ عِنْدِي سَيَارَةٌ. What will you say? عِنْدِي. And if you don't have, you will say, عِنْدَكَ سَيَارَةٌ لَا. No. مَا عِنْدِي سَيَارَةٌ. I don't have car. مَا عِنْدِي سَيَارَةٌ. Are you with me, brother? Very good. I want to finish this, inshallah. Brother, you don't mind if I take 5 minutes extra?
No.
Inshallah. Okay, عندك دراجة, the answers will be same. نعم عندي دراجة, or ما عندي لا, ما عندي دراجة. But you have to say لا and then say ما. عندك قلم, نعم عندي قلم. So brother and sisters, what you are doing is you are putting مبتدا in خبر. But I'm not analyzing, because we have done it many times. عندك دفتر, نعم عندي دفتر. أبوك تاجر؟
Naam. Abi tajirun shahirun. You can say he's a famous merchant. Min aina Muhammadun? Huwa min al-Hind. Now you will say huwa min al-Hind. Ma lugatuhu. Now see, now Dr. Sahib is coming with different pronouns. Ma lugatuhu. What will you say? Lugatuhu al-Urdiyatu. Al-Urdiyatu, not T. Okay. Aina abuhu. Huwa. No, you can't say abi. You can say abuhu or you'll say huwa. Fil Kuwait. Aina ummuhu. Hiya aidan fil Kuwait. Okay. Min aina Hamza. Huwa min al-Yabani. Are you with me? I'm going a little fast. Ma lugatuhu. Lugatuhu al-Yabaniyatu. Al-Yabaniyatu. Aina abuhu. Huwa fil Yaban. He's in Japan. Huwa fil Yaban. Or you can say abuhu fil Yaban. Aina Zainabu. Hiya fil Iraq. She's in Iraq. Aina Zawjuha. See? Aina Zawjuha. Zawjuha fil Aidan fil Iraq. Are you with me? Zawjuha Aidan fil Iraq. Why will you say? This is what I want to tell you. Why will you say Zawji? There has to be a reason. Is it mudaf mudaf ilay? No. Has the preposition come? No. So it cannot be Zawji. Aina Zawjuha. See, when you gave kasra to the noun, you got to have a reason, brother. Either mudaf mudaf ilay or char majur. Remember, brother, the only time in the whole Arabic language the ism will become majrur if there is a harf char in front of it. Or it comes as a mudaf ilayhi. So be that mudaf mudaf ilayhi or zarf mudaf ilayhi. That's all. No other time kasra will come. So it's very easy, brother.
This has been asked of the male, right? Aina
Zawjuha. Aina Zawjuha. Where is her? Her husband. Zawjuha. There is her husband. Are you with me, brother? This thing has to be understood. You know, as I told you, brothers and sisters, I always, myself when I was learning, I was confused. But then I realized that if we can understand when is the ism becomes majrur, when does the ism become majrur, when you know that, it will be very easy to figure out. Okay? Otherwise, you will never say Aina Zawjiha. Why would you say Aina Zawjiha? Aina Zawjuha. Are you with me? From now onwards, every morning, I will ask you, if I say to you, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, what will you say to me? And if I say Arabic greeting to you in this class only, Harfjar, you got to reply. Huh? If you will not reply, you will become weak then. Okay, harf jar. If there is no harf jar, why will you make the ism majrur, brother? Are you with me? Harf jar, ism majrur. You must say to me, huh? Just for practice, brother, so that it sinks in your mind. Harf jar, ism majrur. Okay, brother. So we are here. Okay, the brother puts in the blanks damir who and how. Brother, what is? Azawjuha mudarrisun? La. No, la. Azawjuha mudarrisun? La. Huwa muhandisun. Khalas, that's it. Okay. Now, brother, look at this very carefully. It's very easy. Hadhihi al-bintu talibatun. So, brother, what is hadhihi? Mubtada. What is al-bintu? Badal. Where is the khabar? Right. Circle talibatun. What will you say now? Ismuha Zainabu. Is it easy? Yes. Inshallah. Muhammadun tabibun. Mubtada khabar. Wabnu hu. Muhandisun. Wabnu hu. Are you following me? It's very easy, brother. Hadhar rajulu tajirun kabirun. What will you say? Ismuhu
Abdullahi. Got the idea? Aminatu fil gurfati wa ummu ha fil matbakhi. Fine. Aishatu tabibatun wa ukhtu ha mumaridatun. Kharaja Muhammadun min al fasli wa kharaja ma'ahu zami luhu. You cannot say zami lihi. It has to be zami luhu. You know why, brother? Okay, this is a tough thing. Write down, brother. Kharaja ma'ahu zami luhu. Are you writing? Kharaja ma'ahu zami luhu. Maybe I should write down on the board, brother. I'm taking 5 minutes extra today, brother, so that inshallah we can start tomorrow from a certain place. Kharaja ma'ahu zami luhu. Brother, it is tough. This is a tough question. But I want to test your knowledge, brother. What is kharaja? Fail. And the kharaja, when it comes, it means if there is a file, it has to be a masculine. It has to be masculine, fine. So it's a jumla failure. Is it jumla failure? Yeah. We want to find out where is the file. Read the whole sentence. Sister Arifa, where is the file? File is always marfu. In this case, no, you have to think, is it mustatir? No, it is not mustatir. So where is the file? Zamilu. What is who? Mudafilahi. Sister Maina, what is this, sister? Mudaf mudafilahi. Are you with me? This is mudaf mudafilahi. So, mudafilahi is majroor. This is marfu. Are you with me? So, what is ma'ahu? Zarfan mudafilahi. This is out. So then, kharaja, the file is zamiluhu. So, change it now. Bring the file closer. What will you say? Kharaja zamiluhu ma'ahu. Are you with me? If you brought the file closer, it becomes very easy to understand. Are you with me? But in the Quran, sometimes the file will come after a kilometer away. But then we have to wash the whole sentence to figure out. So here it is, kharaja, fi'l, ma'a zarf, hu, mudafilehi, zamilu, fa'il, wa huwa mudaf, and mudafilehi. Got the idea? This is done. I got 2 more minutes. Okay. Now, question number 3, brother. You have to give 5 sentences from your own composition, and the answer should be naam hindi. Will you be able to do it at home? We'll be asking you a question. Aindaka sayaratun, you will say naam hindi sayaratun. Aindaka daftarun, naam hindi daftarun. Aindaka kitabun, naam hindi kitabun. Are you with me, brother? Okay, you will make 5 sentences. Okay, brother?